At Charlton there was a fair, where ladies and lasses did meet. Young Johnny and Jenny came there to dance to the fiddle so sweet. Brisk Sue, she led up a dance and called for Salinger's round, and Nelly to Will did advance and neatly tripped over the ground. Fair Frances with her fine mien, and Dorothy gay as a queen, with Fanny and pretty faced Nanny, the glory of all the green. The wives from their houses fled, and thither with joy did repair, forsaking their husband's dull bed, to find out gallants in Horn Fair. Their kisses with glasses go round upon the maid's marmalade cheek, and many sweet pleasures were found which vainly their husbands did seek. Poor Jeremy Beatty did call and prayed her to keep her at home, but Billy was silly to bawl, since cuckolds must have their doom. The lanthorn they vainly expose, an honest man therefore to find. Their light and their labor they lose, for they'll with their missus be kind. Although their husbands them love, their wives they seldom do please. 'Tis Kitty most kindly does prove, 'tis Christopher gives them their ease. Young Christopher must be their mate, their gallant again and again. Sweet kissing must never be missing, no pleasures are like young men. Close under the hedges they lie, and there they sweet firmity eat. And if their old husbands stand by, the wives will put on them the cheat. When Roger had found out fair Nell, he takes her a little aside. But what he did there I shan't tell, with playing at hoop all hide. 'Tis then the sweet pleasure begins, the lover enjoys with the lass. One billing oft makes the maid willing to dally upon the grass. The fairings they give on this morn obtain them a jolly renown. All sorts and all sizes of horns, the alamote gifts of the town. The cups and the watches they give to the fine and the tatters and torn. They without distinction receive, for there they buy nothing but horn. Let the cuckolds assemble all here, and for their tombs patiently wait. Here's horns for the brows of each deer, gilded horns for the rich man's pate. And thence to fair Greenwich they came, to drink a sweet bumper of wine, to raise up the hearts of each dame, and make them look briskly fine. 'Tis wine that doth heighten delight, and gives to love's torments and ease, like love can shorten the night, and every young palate can please. The claret created desire within the soft breast of each dame, new kindled a lovely bright fire until that aurora came. Let husbands take care of their wives, if that they are mindful of fame. And though they live troublesome lives, let 'em keep in the book some young dame. Their treasures may quickly be lost, and cause them to mourn and complain. And when the wife's tumbled and tossed, the sighs of a husband are vain. When once the thief findeth his prey, he presently seizes the game, and in the night all nymphs will play.